All right, the Reds, it is Under the Lights, and I've got Sean O'Donnell, Kev Walsh and Andy Heaton. I'm Gareth Roberts, and we've also got Ewan McTeer with the Spanish perspective. We are building up to Liverpool v Villarreal Wednesday, 8 o'clock, Champions League semi-final. Another big one in big ears. Only 22 clubs ever have won the European Cup. The Reds are looking to win it for the seventh time, equaling AC Milan's total and pulling ahead of Bayern Munich, who are also on sixth. Am I counting my chickens about a semi? No, I'm not. I'm getting excited about the prospect of winning something big, shiny, etc. And yeah, it's Liverpool's 20th semi-final, of course, and it's against the conquerors of the Germans, Villarreal, who've also beaten Juventus this season. They've reached a stage for the second time in their history. They're also the Europa League holders, having beaten Manchester United in that hilarious penalty shootout. They also reached the last four in 2006 when they were beaten by Arsenal. And just in case Sam's listening, Arsenal then, of course, lost in the final to Barcelona. Lol. So for this game then, boys, Liverpool, as ever, it seems, I say this every time, Liverpool are odds on to win this game. They're odds on to go through. Villarreal are 9-2 to reach the final, 23-1 to win the thing. But as one of their players has said this week, Sean, they're not just coming to Anfield to have a look around, and they deserve some credit for what they've done already. I don't know if you watched any of that Bayern game. They deserve to get through. It was no fluke.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get into the semi-final of the Champions League, you know, if you're not an half decent team. And I think I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't at all. I don't think we should take it for granted. I think that Klopp referred to Emery, didn't he, as one of the best. Or the best cup competition managers, particularly in Europe, and I think he's proven that. So
beating us, hasn't he?
Exactly.
Sevilla.
They know how to win two-legged ties, but having said that, so do we.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. I don't think it's as big as it gets for me. Champions League semi-finals. I think I've said it a few times. If you're still in the Champions League when it's light, and you're at Anfield, you know you're having a good season, and that's exactly what we're having. So as long as we can, you know, turn up and do what we can do, I've got a feeling it might be a little bit like Everton was first half, where they come and they put a lot of people behind the ball and they try and sort of frustrate us. But you know, we've proven we can get past that. I just hope that we're in a good mood tomorrow night.
Yeah, they don't concede a lot of goals, Kev. The seventh in La Liga right now, sort of out of the picture for anything major there. But when you've looked at the recent results, like, there's a few defeats in there, but the defeats always seem to be around the European ties. And, you know, there's an obvious pattern there. They're putting all their eggs in this basket, and rightly so. And, you know, their president described beating Bayern Munich as the biggest result in their history, which is mad, because they've won the Europa League.
And beating Man United as well, do you know what I mean?
And beating Man United, But he's gone big on it. He's loving it. It's also worth saying that, they played Chelsea Super Cup final, only got beat by them on penalties. And they've got a load of lads who've played in England. So, you know, you kind of get the idea that, you think back to when we played them in the Europa League that time, and like, you know, they beat us, didn't they, out there? But then when they come to Anfield, you know, we gave the bus the big welcome. There was the big Anfield thing and all that. And it was a boss night, and Firmino done his skill and all of that. Like, I get the impression these won't be overawed by Anfield. Like, they seem very, like, professional, very, you know, I think the Everton comparison is good, like Everton with skill. Do you know what I mean? They're going to come and arse it and try and make it a difficult first leg.